Checkmade.
The Remoska oven has been a household name in this country for over 60 years now, braving competition from ever more sophisticated kitchen appliances. The Czech-invented multi-purpose oven is popular with older generations and young families alike, and its revamped version even expanded overseas as far as the United States and Australia. Inspired by an electric pot he saw on a business trip to Sweden, the Czech electrical engineer Oldřich Homuta developed this portable electric oven in the 1950s. Before World War II, he owned a company producing electric motors. After nationalization, it was merged with the Remos company, hence the later name of his invention. The first prototype of the aluminium pan with a lid fitted with an electric heater was called the HUT, an acronym of the first letters of Mr. Homuta's name and the names of his two colleagues. Over the years, the cooker was manufactured in different places, one of them being the town of Kostelec nad Černými lesy, just outside Prague, as Jiří Filipek from the local museum explains.
Závod se nacházel v objektu Vilky, tady zdejší, a ta pochází z roku 1930.
The manufacturer was located in this villa from 1930. It housed the production as well as the offices of the Remos company. Gradually, other buildings were added in 1958. At that time, Remos employed 9 people who started the production and completion of the HUT heating lids.
Začali s výrobou a kompletací topných výk Remosky HUT.
The Remoska cookers were produced until the year 1990. During the first wave of privatization in Czechoslovakia, the company was put up for sale. In 1994, the new owners of the Remoska trademark moved its production east to the town of Frenštát pod Radhoštěm and called the new company after the cooker, Remoska. Its marketing director Ivo Svoboda describes the evolution of the product.
Tak je to model, který se objevil někdy koncem 50. let na trhu. Byl vlastně daný tím,
the first model came in the late 1950s. The lid had a removable cord that could be used for irons and other appliances as well, but the handle was somewhat clumsy. The bowl was made of aluminium because it is a very good heat conductor. Today's model has a non-stick surface. The first models had no window in the lid. It came only later. But the truth is that the baking is not ideal in that place.
Ale je pravda, že v tom místě to pečení není optimální.
The see-through lid proved a popular feature all the same, and the Remoska oven tried to accommodate everyone's needs in terms of capacity.
Byly 3 velikosti, tak jak dneska je vyrábíme, byl tady tento model.
There were 3 sizes, just like today. The original model cooked 2 to 3 servings, the grand model served a family of 4, and then there was the camping mini model for 1 person. Its content is 1 liter, it can be disassembled and looks a bit like an electric mess tin.
No a jak vidíte, ten prostor opravdu jenom na jednu porce, je to takovej malej elektrický eschus, bych to nazval.
The production technology has evolved since the first days of the Remoska. Its metal parts are pressed in a mechanical workshop. Then they need to be cleaned, both chemically and mechanically, in order for the non-stick lining to be applied. The base coat is burned in an oven and then the second Teflon coating is applied. In another workshop, the lids are completed with the heat element and fitted with glass windows and cords. The Remoska cooker was extremely popular in its country of origin from the start, but it was also a valued export article during the socialist era, Ivo Svoboda says.
No v zahraničí ty bývalé socialistické státy, protože tam se to ve velkém vyváželo.
It was popular in the countries of the former Soviet bloc. The exports were big. For example, when I come to Hungary, they still remember their grandma cooking chicken in the remoska, as they pronounce it. They say they can never forget the taste. The Poles knew it and the Russians used to call it the miracle oven.
Čudopiečka, jako zázračná pícka.
The humble Remoska survived the political and economic changes of the 1990s and managed to penetrate Western markets, of course, equipped with the respective country-specific power plugs.
Velký úspěch ve Velké Británii, kde dneska vlastně vyvážíme 50% výroby.
We have had great success in Great Britain, where we export 50% of our output. The way we got there was a bit of a miracle. One day the phone rang and at the other end of the line there was someone who introduced herself as Lady Milena. She said I could speak Czech with her and asked why we did not export to Britain. I said because we did not have a partner and she said I will find you someone.
A já jsem jí říkal, já nemám žádného partnera, ona mi říkala, já vám někoho seženu.
Lady Milena is none other than Lady Milena Grenfell Baines, née Fleischmanová, a Czech who arrived in England as a child in 1939 on one of the Winton trains. She became interested in the Remoska and facilitated its imports to Britain. In 2002, the Remoska oven started to sell well in Canada and the United States, and the following year in Australia. When she spoke to Czech radio a few years ago, Lady Milena recalled how it all started.
Že jsem byla v Praze, a to už je asi před 11 lety.
I was in Prague and I wanted to buy a Christmas present for my cousin. She said she still had an old Remoska from her mother, so we went to buy a new one. And I thought, why isn't this on the market in England? So I dialed the company and they put me through to Mr. Svoboda. I asked him why they weren't selling the Remoska in England and he said they didn't have a representative. He called me an angel from heaven when I said I would find them one. A friend of mine worked for a catalogue merchant. She took one Remoska home and said she would play with it for a few days. Then she said she would give it a try. They ordered 1,000 and thought they would last 3 months. They sold the batch in 3 weeks.
Jak se k tomu dostali a za 3 týdny ty Remosky prodali.
The unique selling point, as marketing specialists call it, of the multipurpose Remoska is that it is easy to operate. You just switch it on and off. Ivo Svoboda explains.
Princip je velice jednoduchý, ve výku je topná spirála a ohřev.
The mechanism is very simple. There is a heating element in the lid. The heat comes from the top and the temperature gradually spreads to the bottom part of the bowl. Food burns at 315 degrees and the hottest bit of the Remoska reaches only 250 degrees Celsius, so the food can never catch a flame inside.
To znamená, že ten pokrm v tom nemůže chytnout.
The Remoska mini oven can be used to cook a wide variety of dishes, from roast chicken to bread to pies and gratins, even soup and sautés. The food inside doesn't lose moisture, so your roasts come out nicely tender and juicy. And it saves a lot of energy to boot. Lady Milena Grenfell Baines even calls it the green pan. First of all, it is so easy to use compared to other sophisticated appliances. But the greatest thing is that it is so energy-saving. When you use a regular oven, it is like switching on 25 light bulbs, whereas with the Remoska it is only 5 light bulbs. And you get even better results. A roast chicken in the Remoska is simply something else. You can make the Czech buchty pastries in it, I make potato soup in it. It is such a simple pot that people cannot believe it. We keep trying new recipes. We had the first cookery book translated. I approached a lady chef who at first didn't trust it, and she wrote us another 2 recipe books.
A teďka už nám píše recepty na třetí kuchařku.
Some of the Remoska cookery books have sold out in the meantime. But the Remoska has many fans in the English-speaking world, and therefore there are plenty of recipes in English to be found online.